Welcome to our special weekend edition of Hackberry House, in which we share the classic poetry of God's people over the centuries of the church. These poems were originally set to music, but in the singing, we need to remember that it's the message of these poems that should interest us most of all. I'll not be singing, I'll just be reading the words. Please listen. Sing along if you like. Let's all be blessed together. First one is, the blood will never lose its power. The blood will never lose its power. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. In the chorus, it reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Then there's the church's one foundation. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. Though with a scornful wonder the world sees her oppressed, by schisms rent asunder, by heresies distressed, and yet saints their watch are keeping, their cry goes up, how long? And soon the night of weeping shall be the morn of song. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won. O happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them, the meek and lowly, may live eternally. Amen. The Comforter has come. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found, wherever human hearts and human woes abound. Let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound, the Comforter has come. The long, long night is past, the morning breaks at last, and hushed the dreadful wail and fury of the blast. As o'er the golden hills the day advances fast, the Comforter has come. Lo, the great King of Kings, with healing in his wings, to every captive soul a full deliverance brings. And through the vacant cells the song of triumph rings, the Comforter has come. O boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wondering mortals tell the matchless grace divine, that I, a child of hell, should in his image shine? The Comforter has come. That chorus goes, the Comforter has come, the Comforter has come, the Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. O spread the tidings round wherever man is found, the Comforter has come. A little more modern one, a Gaither type, the family of God. You will notice we say brother and sister around here. It's because we're a family, and these are so near. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory in this family so dear. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the king, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags unto riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God, I belong. I'm so glad, says the chorus, I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod, for I'm part of the family of God. Remember this one? The fight is on. The fight is on. The trumpet sound is ringing out. The cry to arms is heard afar and near. The Lord of hosts is marching on to victory. The triumph of the Christ will soon appear. The fight is on. Arouse, ye soldiers, brave and true. Jehovah leads, and victory will assure. Go, buckle on the armor God has given you, and in his strength unto the end endure. The Lord is leading on to certain victory. The bow of promise spans the eastern sky. His glorious name in every land shall honored be. The morn will break. The dawn of peace is nigh. The fire song, this is called. It's a little older, but more of a spiritual type. Oh, my loving sister, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my poor mourner, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, cleft for me. And then the fourth man, the fourth man. I first heard this back in the 60s or 70s. Don't know exactly how old it is. It's a fun song. Here is a story from the good book we know, a story about a miracle that happened long ago. We hope that you'll take courage when temptation you meet. There's somebody watching you who's strong when you're weak. Now, the prophet Daniel tells about three men who walked with God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Before the wicked king they stood, and the king commanded them bound and thrown in the fiery furnace that day. But the fire was so hot that the men were slain that forced them on their way. Now, when the three were cast in, and the king rose up to witness this awful fate, he began to tremble at what he saw, and in astonished tones he spake. Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Lo, I see four men, unhurt, unbound, and walking down there. There's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in the fiery coals they trod. And the form of the fourth man that I see is like the Son of God. The chorus goes like this. They wouldn't bend. They held unto the will of God, so we are told. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't bow their knees to the idol made of gold. They wouldn't burn. They were protected by the fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn. You know the old song, Michael, row the boat ashore. Well, they've put some gospel words to it. Listen, sinner, to what I say. Alleluia. Don't you turn the other way. Alleluia. Jesus died on Calvary. Alleluia. Jesus died to set us free. Alleluia. Then they took him from the cross. Alleluia. And it seemed that all was lost. Alleluia. Jesus rose triumphantly. Alleluia. Jesus gave us victory. Alleluia. Well, the gospel trains are coming. I hear it just at hand. I hear the car wheel rumbling and rolling through the land. I hear the train a-comin'. She's coming round the curve. She's loosened all her steam and brakes and straining every nerve. The fare is cheap, and all can go. The rich and poor are there. No second class aboard this train. No difference in the fare. Chorus, get on board, little children. Get on board, little children. Get on board, little children. There's room for many a more. The gospel train. Much older, the great physician. The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Your many sins are all forgiven. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Go on your way in peace to heaven and wear a crown with Jesus. All glory to the dying Lamb. I now believe in Jesus. I love the blessed Savior's name. I love the name of Jesus. His name dispels my guilt and fear. No other name but Jesus. Oh, how my soul delights to hear the charming name of Jesus. And when to that bright world above we rise to see our Jesus, we'll sing around the throne of love his name, the name of Jesus. The refrain, sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distressed, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I entered the haven of rest. I yielded myself to his tender embrace, in faith taking hold of the word. My fetters fell off, and I anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. The song of my soul since the Lord made me whole has been the old story so blessed of Jesus, who'll save whosoever will have a home in the haven of rest. How precious the thought that we all may recline, like John, the beloved so blessed, on Jesus' strong arm, where no tempest can harm, secure in the haven of rest. Oh, come to the Savior. He patiently waits to save by his power divine. Come, anchor your soul in the haven of rest and say, my beloved is mine. Refrain, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep over wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore. This next one is a short one, but I learned it first from Evangeline Carmichael. That was the wife of Ralph Carmichael, the great band leader, songwriter of the 60s and 70s. The heart is a rebel and cannot be trusted. It always is seeking its own will to do. It has no allegiance. So desperate and wicked. The heart is a rebel, it's true. Its love is brief as springtime, quickly growing old. Its hate is like the winter, desolate and cold. But someday, the rebel will bow and surrender. Then God's love will make his heart new. I believe that was used in a Billy Graham film. Here's a classic, The Holy City. Last night, I lay a-sleeping. There came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem, beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. And then methought my dream was changed. The streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery. The morn was cold and chill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. And once again the scene was changed. New earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets. The gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. And that first refrain goes, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna to your king. And then at the end, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing, for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna forevermore. Amen. Amen. And a song, a little chorus you've sung. I'll just give you the first line. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And you sing that four times. Or you could turn it around and say, the strength of the Lord is my joy. That's four times. If you want joy, you just ask for it. Sing that three times, and then the joy of the Lord is my strength. He gives me living waters, and I thirst no more. Three times, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. You can add verses to that, add lines to that, and just you can sing that one for a long time. Anyway, that's all we have time for today. So good that you could be with us. So good to hear these old songs and some of the newer ones, but God has had a songwriter in every generation, and many of them, and he'll continue to have that. And there are some good songs being written as we speak, but we don't want to forget the old stuff. We old folks don't want to be forgotten, and we don't want the wonderful music that we sang to be forgotten either. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.